You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Well, delighted to confirm the undisputed fight between the man with me, Josh Sain, and Jose Ramirez is finally on May 22nd in Las Vegas.
Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong. I'm delighted, you know, now it's been announced, you know, so it feels real now. It's done and all dusted over the line, it's a done deal, signed, sealed and delivered. So, yeah, just can't wait to get in there now and get on, get fired in the training, amongst training. So I'm delighted, mate, delighted.
Of course, Canelo just boxed on a weekend and we know he's boxing Billy Joe on May 8th. So do you think that was the potential hold-up because they just wanted to see if Canelo won, come through without no cuts, etc.? So that May 8th date was confirmed so that could go on 22nd for yourself and Ramirez.
Possibly, but who cares now? It's done, it's on, and so now we can just crack on with, no hesitations. We're wondering what's happening and stuff. So, yeah, we know we can just crack on full steam ahead. So, yeah, we're buzzing.
Have you thought about yet how you want to base your camp? Obviously, you're here with Ben Davidson at the moment, Harlow. How long do you want to be out in the States for?
Yeah, I'll be over there for a good few weeks. Not really thought about it, but at least probably 3-4 weeks, you know, maybe 5 weeks beforehand. So we'll just, we need to wait and see, make a decision. But we're going to go over there at least 3 weeks beforehand, you know, because we want to acclimatise. It'll be hot at that time of the year over there as well. So get used to the heat and all that as well, and the time difference and all that. So yeah, we'll get over there nice and early, aye.
You've been in camp for this fight for a while. You know this fight was around the corner. But hearing that today, is this just going to add a bit of fire into the belly for the rest of the training camp?
Aye, well, now it feels real. It's here now. No, it's not just getting talked about and saying, oh, hopefully this, hopefully that. It's on now, you know. So, now it's probably the drive and the mood will change in the gym and that now. So, yeah, it'll be more focused and turn the heat up on the training-wise now. So, yeah, it's just it's time to go full steam ahead. So, yeah, we're buzzing.
I know it had been a difficult start to kind of your career with Top Rank and MTK because there was a global pandemic going on. But for them to deliver on your second fight, an undisputed fight, it speaks a lot about Top Rank and MTK.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it's taken longer than what I should be speaking to you now as undisputed champ. But, you know, it's better late than never, I say. So, yeah, it's been a wee bit sort of frustrating the last year and a bit. You know, I was in some momentum there, you know, last year, so it's kind of been killed dead a little bit, you know, in terms of keeping the fights going. But, you know, I've been in the gym keeping busy and fit, so it shouldn't make any difference. So yeah, it's been class, it's been brilliant, and I'm finally glad that I've got my dream fight in Vegas, headlining in Vegas, see my name up in the bright lights, you know. So 99% of fighters dream of these fights, you know. So I've got one, so it's absolutely brilliant, man. It's amazing.
We know Jose Ramirez has had some questionable performances, let's say, but I'm sure on May 22nd, you're expecting the best Jose Ramirez.
I always train for the best opponent, you know. I always train and prepare for a hard 12 rounds, you know, and this one will be no different. I'll be training even harder, you know, and I'll be even better prepared for this one. This is the biggest fight in my career. So, I'm a ultimate professional, you know. I always prepare for the hardest fight possible.
Well, if that's the case, then we should see the best Josh Taylor as well.
Yeah, I think you will, yeah, 100%, 100%.
Of course, under Ben Davidson, you haven't had much time in the ring. You made short work of Kong Song. So how much do you believe you've developed in that time with Ben, and are we going to see anything different from Josh Taylor on May 22nd?
Oh, you need to wait and see, but I think in that terms of that perspective of looking at things, it's probably worked out in my favour, you know. I've had more time to get to know Ben as a person on a personal level, as well as a trainer and that as well. So we're gelling really well, we're clicking, you know. We know what makes each other work and tick. So I think in terms of that way, it's worked out in my advantage, you know. So it's been brilliant, you know, and we're really happy about the way things is going at the minute. So yeah, worked out in my favour, this pandemic, in terms of, you know, getting more time to get to know Ben and him to get to know me and things like that, the way we work together and what makes us sort of click, you know, what buttons to push and things like that. So, yeah, I think it's worked out in my favour.
Well, we'll see hopefully those improvements on May 22nd when the Tartan Tornado lands in Las Vegas. That's a good saying, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, it's the only thing is, you know, hopefully this travel ban gets lifted, you know, and we can get travelling fans to go as well, you know, take the Tartan Army over. So it'd be amazing. You know, that's the only thing that's maybe going to put a downer on it is to stop maybe fans being able to come over. But hopefully the travel restrictions get lifted and we can get over there and get a few travelling fans and folk for the UK and wherever coming over.
Well, they'll certainly reboost the Vegas economy if they are left to go.
All the other bars will be empty. No Scotsman's had a pint for 18 months, so they'll all be choking to get to the bars.
So then, on May 22nd, what happens to Jose Ramirez?
I knock him out. Josh Taylor knocks him out. Don't know when, but I just believe I'm going to knock him out.
And that feeling of becoming undisputed king, when you go to sleep at night or when you wake up in the morning and go to training, do you think about that, what it would feel like to become undisputed?
I've thought about it thousands of times over, you know, just thinking about becoming the first person in Britain to become undisputed champion for the four belts, first person to do it in Britain, you know, it's a piece of history to be made, so it's... The driving, if that doesn't motivate you and drive you to train harder, then nothing will, you know. So the bits between my teeth, and it's just going to be a massive bit of history as well, you know, as well to be the first person to become undisputed champion in Scotland since Ken Buchanan as well. So it's a massive story and a massive piece of history. So I'm really excited for it, and I'm going to make sure I do everything in my power to make sure it comes true.
Just spoke to your stable mate and fellow countryman Lee McGregor, and he was saying, obviously, you're bringing a much bigger piece of the pie for Scottish boxing at the moment, but if he can become European champion, he would have the European, the British, the Commonwealth, and hopefully you'll have all the four world titles in the Ring magazine. Yeah, every belt will be in Scotland.
Between Lee and I, the two belts will be in Scotland. You know, he's got the British, and he's about to get the European as well, the Commonwealth, so he's already got that, obviously, but if he wins this one, that's all the belts in Edinburgh, you know, so... It's not just in Scotland, in Edinburgh, so yeah, it's a brilliant piece of history to be made for the two of us, and I do believe he's going to do it in a couple of weeks as well, with this European fight. He's flying in the gym, so it's looking good for the two of us, aye.
Well, yeah, we can't wait for May 22nd when you go for that undisputed tag. Also, we cannot wait for May 8th, Canelo v Saunders, which I'm sure you'd have seen was announced over the weekend. Obviously, you've trained with Billy when he was with Ben, etc., and you're good pal. So, just how do you rate Billy's chances going into that fight? Do you think he can outbox Canelo?
100%, I think he can. You know, if he gets his game plan right, I really do believe, and I've said this on Twitter and stuff as well, and people were giving me slack on Twitter about saying that I believe that Billy Joe, if there's anybody to beat Canelo, it's Billy Joe, you know, and I've seen it firsthand, his talent that he's got, you know, watching it in person, the talent and the things that he does in the gym, and, you know, if he gets his game plan right, he can definitely give Canelo a lot of trouble and a lot to think about with his movement and his speed and his angles, and, you know, I think he's very, very intelligent as well, Billy Joe, as well, when he concentrates, you know, and keeps on it, you know. So I do believe if there's anybody that can beat Canelo, it's definitely 100% Billy Joe. You know, I think he's got the talent, the speed, he's got the punching power as well. Everybody says that he doesn't punch, but he does. He's a massive puncher. So, yeah, I believe that he can do it 100%. I'd love to see him do it as well.
Well, what a year for British boxing, eh? If Billy can do that against Canelo, if you can become undisputed champion, obviously we're working our way towards this Fury-Joshua fight happening. It's a brilliant time to be a British boxing fan.
Yeah, I mean, all the massive fights, you know, you've got obviously, you've just said that the three fights are just massive and it's going to be big things and achieve big things in these aisles, so, in these shores, so it's going to be good times for British boxing and hopefully bring big-time boxing to the UK back and all the big Americans and Mexicans can come over here now and get all the big fights and for the home fans over here, you know, it'd be brilliant, it'd be amazing.
Well, yeah, they might be coming to Edinburgh where you and Lee make a massive card. Just on that point, though, before we go, you must be still excited to perform in America, show your skills to the American audience and the Hispanic Mexican audience as well?
Yeah, of course. I mean, every, like, you ask almost any fighter, they'll all tell you that they would love to fight in America and dream in a dream fight, in a unification fight, either in Madison Square Garden or in Vegas, you know, MGM Grand or wherever it may be, you know, it's Mandalay Bay or some Caesar's Palace, you know, you ask almost any fighter, they'll say they would love to do that. And for me to have the opportunity to do it now, it's just, for me, it's not unbelievable because I've worked hard for it, but it's just like, wow, do you know what I mean? But I'm very lucky to be in this position, and I'm going to enjoy every single minute of it. You know, I'm not going to put any pressure on myself. I've achieved my goal of becoming world champion, and so everything from now on is a bonus for what happens. And I really do believe this is the perfect time for me to make history and cement my place and my legacy in history, you know, in the history books. And I do believe it's going to happen.
Yeah, it'll be going out to a massive audience on ESPN, because you haven't really had that breakthrough moment on American TV yet. So, you know, you could really capture some worldwide presence on this fight.
Yeah, I think so, and I think it's going to happen as well, because I'm going to win this fight. I believe it 100%. So, yeah, get ready for America to take notice of Josh Taylor.
Josh Taylor, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Just before we go, I want two messages. One to your loyal following, your Tartan Army, and also one to Jose Ramirez. Go.
Just to Ramirez, firstly, just be ready, train hard, may the best man win, all the best, wish him all the best. That's it, you know, see you on May 22nd. To my fans, I just want to say thank you very much for all the continued support up until now, and hopefully I can provide you with another victory, and hopefully some of your fans can get over when the travel restrictions get lifted, hopefully, and you can make it a massive memory and a memory of a lifetime to witness a bit of history.
Josh Taylor, thank you very much. Best of luck on May 22nd.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.